you guys.
Okay.
I'm going to look.
Call the September 20th meeting of Ways and Means to Order.
I retired and I'm
Resolution 189. And I have a motion. And there's
move it for discussion.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. There, everybody should have received the amended copy.
Can you pass an agenda, please?
So,
any discussion on 189?
Yes. I'm just trying to, I didn't get a chance to get my mail fired up here, but I will look right now. We got a file, I think it was this morning, about the Bordens. I'm trying to find it here. Here it is. It's not really sent it. So looking at this file, as I didn't really go into the great detail of month to month or where they're from or anything like that, but in the end, the bottom line is that in 2019 we had $136,000 in Borden revenue. 2020 it was $823,000.
Wow.
In Borden revenue. 2021 was $699,000, and so far this year it's $83,000. So it's dropped by 90%, you know, over the course of the last couple of years. And I'm wondering, you know, is that a reflection of the new laws that are in New York State, where there's not the issue that it was a few years ago, and do we even need, you know, to emphasize that, you know?
I don't necessarily think it's got as much to do with the laws as you think. I think it's more about, we had a sheriff that actively pursued Bordens, and then we had a sheriff that didn't. And but I don't know if that has much to do with why me and the other sponsors put it up. It's about the forever, that we don't want to have this approach. You know, last meeting I heard that we absolutely did not build this jail with income in mind. We had a big debate about it, and I actually got a call from a retired detective that was at the meeting, said I was absolutely correct, that it absolutely was built with income in mind. I went and looked up some articles from 15 years ago that referred to it as a cash cow, lucrative tenants. Here's a quote from Mike Hine where he says the loss of the Dutchess County Business points to a flawed thinking that went into the Ulster County Jail Project, which ran years behind schedule and tens of millions of dollars over budget. This speaks to that misrepresentation when the jail was originally conceived that Borden revenues would more than pay for the construction of the facility, and that was far from true. So it appears we absolutely did build this jail with revenue in mind. We built it to specs that we may not have built it to if we hadn't had that in mind. I don't know how we argue with these quotes. I've talked to a lot of people. Everybody remembers it the same, except for one legislator that was there, that it wasn't built for that means. You know, and I think other things come into it. Sometimes it's hard to quantify what ends up happening when you're revenue driven. And maybe the four, I believe you chaired the law enforcement committee for a couple of years. Do you know what the average yard time is for an inmate in Ulster County Jail?
Probably very, very small.
Zero, because right. There is no yard. We built a jail with no yard. If you stay in Ulster County Jail for 2 years, the only time you're breathing fresh air, you're going outside, is for court or for a hospital visit. We have a jail that doesn't allow people to go outside. We had all the room in the world. We built a state-of-the-art jail, and we feed them like animals. We feed the COs like animals. It's unedible food, what they're eating. The COs get the same three meals
every
day.
What does that have to do with this resolution?
The point is that we started from a point, that's what this legislation is all about, from starting from that ideology that we never should have started from, and now we're getting down to it. If we were thinking about those things, maybe Mr. Kao can tell us, did you ever ask about yard time when we were building the jail?
Oh yeah.
You did?
Again, and so what does this, legislator Maloney, what does this have to do
this
with
this has to do with, from the very beginning, from the birth of this new jail.
We can't go
back. We had a revenue driven, we had a whole debate a week ago about how it wasn't revenue driven. It's kind of hard to argue. Now we have all these other aspects of this jail. That's what this resolution was about. It was about one part of fixing the food, the yard time, and the idea that we're going to seek money from incarceration. It's a three-headed monster that I really think that we should be approaching, and a few other legislators agreed. If you don't think this is one part of what we should be talking about, approaching the idea that we've had a revenue-driven incarceration system from the birth of this jail, I do. That's what this was about. I think I just debunked the idea that it wasn't revenue-driven in its infancy and its birth, but we can debate some more. I have more quotes.
Okay. Chair Bartels, then Legislator Uchitel, Cahill, and then...
So I'm just looking at the changes now. The striking of as determined by the Elster County Sheriff gives me some concern, because the previous line with the for the safety of the incarcerated individual or the safety of the general public, I think would require that someone, like those are subjective things potentially, and someone would have to be required to make that determination. I don't know if striking it still would leave it in the sheriff's purview, but I'm concerned about that. I want to say that as I said last week, I definitely, and I know there was some debate in this committee, I support the reporting aspect wholeheartedly. I like reports, and I like that there are the requirements of reporting versus just the idea that information is out there and any of us can get it at any time. And I also, there's a level of the spirit of the prohibition, which even though we're still saying prohibiting the incarceration, the housing of incarcerated individuals transferred from facilities, but we're allowing certain facilities to transfer in, the spirit of containing just Ulster County individuals and actually getting a sense of the size of the population from that is something I'm interested in having the conversation about. I don't think we're there yet. I'm not going to make the motion yet because I know other people here want to speak, but I'm inclined to send this back to the Law Enforcement Committee to have the discussion about the changes, because I honestly think that's more Law Enforcement Committee purview than this committee's purview, even though we are related to finance. Like the detail of that, I think that's the more appropriate place for that conversation to happen, and I would want to be present for that debate, but that's what I'm thinking at the moment. But I'll defer to hear what the rest of the committee says.
Legislator Uchitel.
Yeah, I mean, I wanted to speak specifically to that line, the strike from this recent to today's meeting, as you know, striking the sheriff being able to determine the criteria that we've outlined, whether they've been met or not. My goal in getting involved in this was to find something that gives the sheriff's office the leeway they need to perform their public safety duties and to perform their duties to the incarcerated individuals for their safety and their health and their proximity to their families if they're from a neighboring county and so forth. I'm not good with this change, and I respect Legislator Maloney making it, but I won't continue as a co-sponsor if that stays.
So I got a few things. The second amended resolution, the second whereas says, whereas the revenue fee generated from boarding out of county incarcerated does not necessarily cover transportation, feeding, accrued overtime, cost incurred. I have yet to see where we have any documentation of that. I think the last time we were here, we did ask if we could get some backup to that, because that's a statement that I've never seen quantified anywhere. So that's one thing. The second thing was, when I took office back in 2006 or 7, whenever it was, the jail was built. It was being built. It was pretty much about halfway done by the time we got here. And what we did is we walked into a hornet's nest of a mess. And when I talk about being built for profit, I'm talking about what happened when we were legislators. And we did have a legislator that requested that we add an additional pod specifically for boarding in inmates, which we rejected. That's what I said. That's what I meant. That's that. Okay? The third thing is, as Chair Bartels pointed out, who decides the safety when we're talking about the safety of incarcerated individual over safety of general public as determined is struck. So it says, except otherwise provided by state law. There's nothing in there that says who will make that decision, if there's safety of the incarcerated people or the public, that will allow them to put people in the county jail, right? So those are the things that, and again, you know, the idea that the sheriff, who was elected and part of his main responsibility is to run the county jail. The idea that we're making a resolution that takes his ability to run his facility out of the resolution, that's a deal breaker for me as well.
If I could just respond to some of those points.
We're all going to work. Legislator Walker.
Thanks. So, I appreciate the no more incarceration for profit policy. The title still says it's a policy prohibiting the housing of incarcerated individuals. And while there's caveats explaining that it actually does allow for everyone except for some federal, it still suggests from the title. And it's, you know, to Chair Bartel's point, the resolution's title says nothing about it being a policy to establish reporting. And so that's still bothering me because the title is suggestive. Second of all, the third whereas still has a model of incarceration for profit approach of our Ulster County is morally and economically defunct. That is subjective, and I completely disagree with that whereas. Third of all, I would agree with legislator Uchitel that taking out the sheriff's discretion is completely not okay. In the end, this just means that anyone could be boarded at the discretion of the sheriff, including some federal board-ins. There are very few federal board-ins. He gave us an example of one. With the explanation of why that's needed. That is the situation. I am not concerned that this sheriff or any other sheriff will not be thinking about the right thing for both his staff and other inmates and our general public. So that this still feels like a non-resolution because it's already what's true, is that assuming that the strike out of the sheriff came out, our sheriff has this discretion to do this already. So really it ends up being just a resolution for data, which if it gets retitled to say that the sheriff has to provide data on this, and that's the only resolve that's in there, and you take out the whereases about the incarceration for profit, I might be okay with this, but otherwise there's no way I would ever support this.
Legislative Mahoney, you
okay.
But
there's
try to keep it under 2 minutes.
I've, like, lost track. I would have loved to respond to Mr. Hale on that, especially in my resolution. I'm trying to go back through. On one hand, it sounds like it's too prohibitive. On the other hand, it's not prohibitive enough. When we struck this language, the sheriff, nothing changed. That's just semantics. You guys realize there's nothing legal to us saying it was a nice thing to say. Of course, it's up to the sheriff to decide whether it hits these exceptions that we laid out. So the idea we're going to get caught up on a couple of words. We were caught up on a couple of words a week ago when I heard that sentence. Many of you had a problem with that sentence, that you're just leaving it up to the sheriff. So then you strike it. It's not there. Then you're upset it's not there. It's just words that does not change the functionality of this, which is basically that our county does not want to take in federal inmates, and we want a reporting structure and a conversation and data, which should already be had by the sheriff. The sheriff should be tracking this anyways, and if he's not, I'll just remind Mr. Gale, it's not the sheriff's jail. It's the people's jail. And I'll just tell you that over and over and over again. The idea that it's the sheriff's jail is absurd. None of this is ours. But that is how we kind of start to look at things. And that's it. And it's not good. But I know there's a problem with one of the whereases. One of the first things Mr. Cale said doesn't necessarily cover the cost. At $70 a day, there's time where that does not cover the cost. If we have to, if somebody becomes a one-on-one because they're having a psychological episode or they have to go to the psych ward, that $70 a day does not cover what we're running in overtime on that particular day for that particular board in. That's not exactly rocket science. If you want me to write that down for you and make copies and hand it out, I will. But the idea that it doesn't necessarily, that $70 a day doesn't necessarily cover the cost of the board in, I think is pretty much, I don't think I have to go any further than saying it doesn't necessarily cover the cost. What else? I don't know. The idea that this is just the sheriff's jail and he'll take care of it and we trust him, well, these people are not getting edible food. The individuals that live there don't see the light of day for years at a time. So I do think we need to get involved. I'm disappointed, and I'm actually very happy that the new chair of the Law Enforcement Committee is all over all of these things. I asked him a question. I texted him today and I asked him, where are we on the food, the RFP? He came within 20 minutes. I had the date. It just came
Let's
in.
Leave it on.
Several
Let's
follow-ups.
Keep it related
this is
to this.
All part of getting right our jail,
okay.
And it's for a long time. It's not been right, and I'm not going to apologize for sitting here and putting something out. It makes a lot of sense. Saying no to federal inmates and tracking the county inmates in a way that should be tracked. But I hear all this nitpicking, and it's just because you guys don't want to do anything. You don't care what's happening over at the jail. That's obvious.
Let's sit around here.
Thanks. I mean, it sounded to me from what the chairwoman said, and you know, I mean, we spent an hour on this last Tuesday. We've spent 15 minutes on it so far today, and we have a full agenda. It sounds like there's some policy things that still need to be eked out. The place to do that would be the Law Enforcement Committee.
Right.
I, at this point, make a motion that we refer this back to the Law Enforcement Committee for a little bit more work.
I second that motion.
Yes.
Discussion on referring it back?
I have a comment.
On referring it back?
Well, kind of. I mean, I didn't get a chance to.
Okay.
Yeah. So I just want to say that I never said the sheriff owns the jail, or I said he's responsible for running the jail. Okay?
And you said his jail.
Well, it's his jail, it's the sheriff's jail.
Gentlemen, it's not his jail.
Well, okay, semantics.
Gentlemen.
Okay? And the other thing is, if there is an expense that's exceeding the budget line. I'm sorry. If there's an expense that's exceeding the budget line, the sheriff should be able to identify that. And that's my point about you being repeatedly stated that there's times when the county's not receiving enough money to cover the cost of boarding and inmates. I have yet to see one shred of evidence that that's true. I'm not saying it's not true. I'm just saying that I haven't seen it.
Mr. Erner, is this related to postponement?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, as one of the sponsors, I would support that. And I'm interested, actually, whether the prohibition on federal incarcerees would curtail sheriff's power such that needs to go to referendum. So could council look into that as we're preparing this, considering this referral?
Sure.
Thank you.
Okay. Any more discussion on referring back to law enforcement? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Thank you. Resolution 4 on amending the 2022 budget to establish fund the agricultural crisis relief program. Can I have a motion?
I'll move it.
Second. Discussion.
I'm gonna ask that we postpone this a month. I've had conversations with the sponsor. I'm sure we'll want to speak in a moment. Also received calls from several people in terms of the outside agencies. The director of CC Cornell Cooperative reached out, which I spoke to the sponsor about. I've also committed to the sponsor, and I've said publicly that I fully support this. I actually support the idea of $2 million to ag as a base number, not a final number. And I've committed to working through the details of concern in this committee and others that were raised, and getting everyone to the table as recommended by this committee at the last meeting before our next meeting of Ways and Means. So if there's others that want to talk, I won't make the motion at the moment, but I would respectfully ask for a month on this with the expectation that it'll be back for approval next month.
Can I ask, is that all the sponsors? Kathy, have you spoken to Herb?
Yeah, I called Herb to tell him this. And, you know, Herb is a farmer himself, and I've worked with Jim DeLon on this a lot, and we've educated ourselves, and we've come to a point where we feel happy with this. But I want everybody to feel happy with this. This is something really good and big that we're doing for Ulster County farmers, but it's going to be a model for other places. That's what the people are telling us. And the farmers are busy right now. You know, it's August, it's September, and it's not the easiest time to get them to come and say, yes, we need this right away. In fact, they don't need it right away. They need it this year. So I'm fine with the postponement. I think it'll get us all working together collaboratively. There's been a lot of good suggestions that have already come out of the conversations we've had, and I'm happy to continue them and to provide more information. We're talking about having some meetings if there are legislators that would like to be involved in that so they can hear that. That's how everybody gets together and knows what we're doing and why we're doing it. So I'm fine, and Herb said that was fine. And I informed the Soil and Water Board about it as well. So I think that it's you know, is part of the process of making what we're doing work well for everybody, including the legislature that's going to be funding it on behalf of the people.
I'd make a motion to postpone for 1 month.
Second.
I'll second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Thank you.
You could do that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Make it easier. Just go through that. Resolution 435, dedicating funding to Men Boost for Main Streets program. Can I have a motion?
I'll move it to discuss.
Second.
Second for discussion.
Discussion.
I'd like to cede the floor to Director Wiedemann in a moment. I know that this committee at the last meeting had a lot of discussion about the municipal component of it, and I know that Director Wiedemann has been working on that portion of it. I'm expecting that also we're going to be asking for 1 month postponement on it, but I'd like to, if through you, to give him the floor if that's okay.
Yeah, let's see what we're going after that.
That's exactly what I was going to ask.
Okay. So, Wiedemann, you're up.
So, thank you for the opportunity to kind of update on this. Last week in the discussion, it became clear that some involvement from the municipalities was at least what several members of this committee were looking at. We're still trying to figure out the right way to do that, so I think a month will give us time to come back to you all and just make sure that we've got the right balance here. We know that a lot of our municipalities don't have the kind of means to run a program like this, so we want to strike a balance that appropriately involves the municipality, make sure that the awards that are ultimately made are consistent with the municipality's goals, but support them in doing that work.
Thanks. That I appreciate that, and I assume you'll be talking to the supervisors or some of them and mayors. Is it possible, I don't know if you have this now or can get to us, what your expected timeline is on the small business allocations, selecting those? Because I think it would be very helpful to see how that ends up getting distributed. And I also feel like the longer it goes, the issues that they were presenting, if they were truly needed the money, they'd be closed by now. So that would be great to know when that's going to actually roll out.
Sure.
I don't know if you want to call it a housekeeping question, but for finance about ARPA, how long can we postpone this money without actually dedicating it to be spent before we run the risk of losing the funding?
December 31st, 2024, it has to be appropriated and fully expended by December 31st, 2026.
Thank you. I think we're okay so far.
I'll be asking that question again in 2 years.
No.
Any other discussion? Maybe not.
I'll second for postponement. I'll make a motion to postpone for a month.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. 436, approving extradition contract for $2 million for UCEDA. Can I have a motion?
I'll move to discuss.
Second.
Discussion?
So this would be move to postpone 436 along with
436.
Second. Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 456, authorize the financing of construction of Kingston Rail Trail Project. Can I have a motion?
I'll move it.
Second.
I'll second it.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Carried. 461, adopting revised fund balance policy.
Second.
Discussion.
Sorry. So, Legislator Uchitel, can you just remind us what the postponement was and what's changed since last week?
This is on 461?
Yes. Yeah.
So, I've been in conversations with the county executive's team, with our, you know, team, including the chair and the minority leader, about how we might best go about this. It's a pretty significant allocation. It's also my intention is that this is a very durable program, meaning that it survives for years in the future, and I think the best way to do that is to approach it methodically. There's some questions about the name of the fund in terms of what types of mechanisms that might trigger, because some of these are very specific terms in accounting. I'm cognizant of the fact that we have a budget coming, and these are very much funds that we intend to be spent in the coming years, and the budget will I anticipate will show some of the ways that they'll be spent. So I think the month will give us an opportunity to get on the same page about those things and be in much fuller alignment. There's some pretty, you know, meaty conversations that we need to have about this, but I think that a resolution with a lot of support and compromise and understanding will be much stronger a month from now.
Did you want to speak to that?
No, go for it.
Oh, so I'll then make the motion to postpone, but also thank Legislator Utel for his willingness to take the time, because I think this is really, really important work and a very important and innovative initiative. So I look forward to seeing it next month with the changes.
Thanks. And I'll second it and also say that I also appreciate the concept of us creating a fund to do the housing work that we want to do. None such exists right now. And so I think, you know, that's great. And whether it's the fund balance or some and or some other mechanism
budget line,
so that we keep this, you know, we're not going to solve this problem anytime soon. And so we need to have the money to put towards it. And that's my second.
Any discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. 470, authorizing the reuse convention center and planning study.
I'll move it.
Second. I'll second it.
Second. Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. 476, authorizing issuance of $1.832 million.
I'll move it.
Second.
I'll second it.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, thank you. There's several forthcoming resolutions. Councilor Gallagher?
Sure. Thanks. I wanted to mention to you folks that sales tax collection so far this year is $98 million of our $143. That's 69% of budgeted. The last total payments this year up 9.19% over the same period last year. This is through the July final payment. But please note that each payment, while it's up over last year's payment, the amount it's up is declining. So I think you're going to see a leveling out there. Occupancy tax so far 60% of budgeted, and that does not include Q2 filings that are on paper that would be filed today. Since our investment audit, we earned an additional $123,500 by the change that was made by the Commissioner of Finance. However, we could have earned on top of that another $121,000. So I urge you guys to think about broadening that policy so we can invest like the seven other towns of Ulster County that followed the investment audit advice and have invested in NICLASS. The missing $1 million that was not missing but was required an amended filing on our NY45, I wanted to note, because I had put it in a memo to the chair of the legislature, that our access to certain journal entries was blocked. That access has now been opened over the last week, so we're happy about that, and I just thought I should bring it to your attention. The UCRRA audit was released with no fanfare because it was already highlighted. The changes they had already made were already highlighted in the press. You can find it on our website if you want. And our real property tax auction audit, a second document request went out today. Legislator Cahill had asked me how many properties were on the list that we were looking at. There's about 51 there, mm-hmm. and about 30 of those are on the hazardous list. I think Planner Doyle asked me that. So,
thank you.
You know, it's a couple weeks before we get stuff back on that, and we look forward to reporting on it to you. Thank you.
Thanks. Through you to the comptroller, the access to the journal entries, is it your assumption that it was intentional that you were left off of them, or does it seem like it's just an issue?
I can't tell, because
okay.
It's not those are not the only journal entries that we couldn't see.
Yep. I just, the word blocked sounds like it gleans an intent that you're
making.
Well,
when we pull a drop-down menu, it's literally those journal entries were missing.
Yep.
So I can't tell why.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so through the chair to Comptroller Gallagher, you mentioned that my question is, what's preventing us from renegotiating those bonds at a lower rate for us? What's stopping us from doing that?
Which bonds are you referring to?
You said that we could have gotten an additional $120,000.
Oh, it's not bonds. It's investments.
Investments,
it's that,
okay, whatever.
So our investment policy has some language in it that says our investments have to be within a depository institution in Ulster County, mm-hmm. and the commissioner feels that limits him to being in the Bank of Greene County.
Mm-hmm.
But many of these investment vehicles like CDs and these cooperative funds that we used to participate in are literally not housed within Ulster County. Mm-hmm. We just need to make it clear that the depository institution language refers to the banking relationship and not to the investment relationships that we have.
Got you. And is there a higher risk?
I mean, investments always come with risk, mm-hmm. without question. And the opportunity to be in these additional investment vehicles is actually set to sunset under state law next July.
Okay, thank you.
So you're still the
different morning, I meant.
Two quick questions. One with the investment, I actually have been talking to our budget analyst about seeing what it looks like now, how much more. It's basically a checking account that we used to sit the money in with for a very low rate, and then we moved it. In other counties, through the chair, my first question, other counties do this differently and get more return on their sitting money. Yeah. So there's must be, the risk is probably minute. With the $1 million through the chair to the comptroller, I actually have been talking to our budget analyst to try to understand. I heard about this $1 million in the paper, and I just wanted to know the logistical movement of it. Was it actually hidden, as it was claimed by a former employee of the county in the paper, as I read?
What, Mr. Chairman, what, if we're going to talk about point of order.
Well, it's on the agenda.
That's fair. Point of order. If we're going to talk about things that are involved in a lawsuit against the county, I would suggest that we go into executive session to discuss them.
That's your obvious point.
What I know of the lawsuit has nothing to do with this money. It was mentioned in a...
You're asking the comptroller a specific question about an allegation in
about
a lawsuit.
Missing,
that should
missing,
be done in executive session.
About a missing $1 million in our budget. Can we understand how it was hidden as well? Shouldn't we ask that to the chair? Shouldn't we know? I mean, how has it gone a month or two now, and we still, none of us have asked, hey, there's this missing $1 million. How did that happen?
It's like 15 people in the room. Anybody say I should? Council, anybody say we shouldn't? Anybody hear me say we shouldn't know?
Yeah. Council is suggesting we go into executive session.
Do you want to go into executive session?
I don't think we need to. It's a budgetary question.
Council is saying we need to go into executive session.
Okay. I'm fine with executive session.
It's a motion.
Yeah.
I mean, we go into executive session to discuss
Let's hold on before we do that. Is there anything else to discuss? If so, we can go into executive, not to reconvene.
Mm. Or we have to reconvene after executive session.
But no business.
Okay.
Just to adjourn.
That's so you should.
I want to ask a completely unrelated question through the chair to the comptroller regarding the occupancy tax. So you mentioned that we are 60%, I think it was, prior to Q2 filings. And maybe I'm missing something, but wouldn't, if we only have Q1 filings on the books.
We have Q2 filings for anyone who pays electronically through the short term through Airbnb's voluntary collection agreement, but the large hotel, the hotel filers and the paper filers, their sales tax for Q2 is due today.
And how big of a, I mean, what I'm kind of hearing is that we're like 25, 30, 40% through the year and 60+%
you're going to exceed your budget on that.
Yeah, so that's pretty significant, and part of the reason why I wanted to ask this is because I think one of the things that I've really appreciated about the conversations that we've been having about funding things like housing are that there are, you know, fund balance is not the only thing in excess, and that's definitely an area that I think I want to highlight as an opportunity for funding, particularly because we're outpacing, and when we're not intentional about what we do with that outpaced revenue, I think it tends to kind of fester when there's a lot of need in our community that we could be acting on very aggressively.
Thank you. All right.
I move we go into executive session and that we allow the deputy county executives and the comptroller to stay. And any other legislators not on wasting
me. Tell me.
And council, obviously.
Do you want me to stay now?
Do you want to?
I think you have to decide.
Deputy Controller, DeMarco, stay, please.
No objection if anybody else doesn't have an objection, but eventually
well, that's your, if that's your motion, then we'll get a second.
I would like our budget.
Both our budget folks here.
It's
just, this is so Tim, see you later.
It's a matter of turning off the recording. And,
And the deputy comptroller and the budget analysts.
Okay, second on that.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.